Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. It is Wednesday, December 24th, 2025, 12/24/25, Christmas Eve, 2025. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas Eve, and hope everybody will have a Merry Christmas. This is our last hour that we'll be on today live. Do want to remind everybody that tomorrow we will not be live, but we will return on Friday morning at 8:15. So we hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. And to end our Christmas Eve broadcast, we have got the perfect group. Sean Kraft stays in studio, and of course, somebody we think of as family around here, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and joining us for the final hour today. We're so graciously and glad to be joined by the man himself. You see him at McDonald's. You see him in the Christmas parades. You read the story this time of year, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Grinch himself is sitting in the studio with us, and we are going to take a picture and a video when this is over today just to prove that the Grinch was in the studio. For all of you who cannot see this right now, it is a sight. Grinch, I know it's your busy time of year, and I thank you for stopping by to spend an hour with us.
Very, very pleased to do so.
Thank you for being here. Mary Ellen, when the Grinch walked in today, what'd you think?
Well, I thought he was really cute.
It's a good look, isn't it?
It is.
You know, we've talked about this. The Grinch has become hugely popular during the holiday time.
Yeah, well, he's got a great outfit.
It's terrific.
Yes.
Sean, you like the Grinch?
I do.
Yeah. What do you think it is about the Grinch that's so popular this time of year?
I think it's the look and everything.
But, I mean, it's almost more popular than Frosty now. I mean, everybody knows the Grinch. As I said, I was in Hobby Lobby last night. They have a whole section, just Grinch wall hangings, Grinch welcome match, Grinch dolls. I mean, Grinch, why do you think you've become so popular?
I think a lot of the kids, they always tell me you're mean, you stole Christmas. But then I don't think they remember the end of the story. You know, when my heart grows three sizes and I return Christmas, I think everybody gets to see you can go from being naughty to really being nice. And I think that helps, you know.
Now, Grinch, you've been making a lot of appearances here in Marion over the last 17 years. How did this all come about in Marion?
Me and my daughter started doing this. She was my Cindy Lou Who, and we started doing photos at local pet stores and stuff like that at Christmas time. And then after that, it steamrolled into what we're doing now. It is this everything's been upgraded. We get bigger and better every year. We're working on a Grinchmobile now. So
a Grinchmobile.
Yes.
Oh my goodness! What will a Grinchmobile entail?
Actually, if you've probably seen it driving around town, it was a Bengals hearse. So we're going to turn it into a big green machine with fur flowing and a TV in it, so we can put the movie on for the kids and just go out and do special events and stuff like that.
And it used to be a hearse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go, Mary Ellen.
Yes, yeah.
See, that's a much better use for a hearse than I can think of what other people are using hearses for.
Yeah, Norman on his last day on the mail route used a hearse.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was passing out shrimp and drove this hearse clear around. I was just thankful he didn't get arrested.
How long was he with the mayor? He was 30 years?
Almost, yeah. Almost. It was 29, yeah.
29. Why did he take a hearse out?
Well, he just wanted to celebrate it.
Just wanted to have a good time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He took his friends with him.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you ride along in the hearse, Mary Ellen?
Oh, no. I was running for office my second term as state treasurer, and I was very nervous about the whole thing.
Yeah, being seen in a hearse probably is not the best way to go when you're running for office. You know, Sean, what do you think about the Grinch and the holidays and a Grinchmobile? This is a big development.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Now, Grinch, how many appearances would you say you make here in Marion over the holiday season?
It's varied. It's been as big as 400 and as little as 100, but usually a minimum of 100 plus appearances a year.
Now, what is it about Christmas? What does this time of year mean to you?
I just think that it's one of them. This is that time of year that everybody's going through everything, and Christmas is hard on everybody, and everybody wants to do so good and give everybody what they want. But it's just that, bring your fellowship, your friendship together, you know, your fellow man, help them out. If I can make somebody smile once a day, then this thing is all worth it.
17 years. Does it ever get old?
At the end of the season, when I take it off for the last time, yeah, I'm like, whoo, thank goodness. But it is. It's like when I get up in the morning and get ready to go, it's a long process to get ready. But once the mask goes on my face, then it's almost like Jim Carrey's in my head. So I just act up all day long.
Now, how did the costume come to be?
Well, we took a life cast of my face and we molded it and then poured liquid latex and then it actually glues to my face.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It's glued to my face. So that way it'll move with my face. So when I wink, it winks. And when I move my mouth, it moves. So that was that. And then we had a regular suit. And then I wanted to go to the furry, shiny green suit. And we got the sweaters. And then I started out with a Santa Claus suit and the big rubber shoes, and them were too hard to drive around in. So now we're keep upgrading and upgrading. And I finally found the people who actually made the suit for the movie through the Halloween industry. So we're working on purchasing that for next year, so I will look just like the Grinch from the show.
Wow. So. From the actual movie.
Yes.
Isn't this an 25th anniversary of the movie this year? Didn't I read that somewhere?
I think it actually came out in 1966.
Oh, you mean the actual the Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah, 25th
anniversary this year.
Yep.
Mary Ellen, do you remember when The Grinch first came out back in the 60s?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It wasn't usually popular, I don't think, then.
No.
It took many years for it to gain all this popularity.
Well, Jim Carrey did it, you know.
Yeah, Jim Carrey certainly elevated it with the live-action movie. Dr. Seuss, what do you think Dr. Seuss would think of the popularity of this character? I don't think he ever dreamed this would be a thing.
You know, I can't get over that he did this face.
I know, isn't that something?
And it's glued on.
Glued on.
I mean, that's...
You can actually jump in a swimming pool and it won't come off.
I'm amazed at how you did this. His face is terrific.
So you can get in the swimming pool and that won't come off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, we met Robert Kurtzman years ago. He grew up in Crestline, Ohio. He's the guy who created Freddy Krueger and Wishmaster. He got my daughter started. My daughter actually has been in Netflix movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been shooting movies. So he's the one that turned me on to this stuff called Prozade. It's a quality movie makeup grade glue adhesive that sticks to your face, so it works out pretty good. You put a little bit on your skin and the rest on the mask, and then 5 minutes later stick it on there and it's, you're good.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. My goodness. So what appearances will you be making today when you leave here at noon?
We have my fiance's stepdaughter, and then we're going to my aunt's house later to surprise the little ones, and then we're going up to Center Street where the face of 309 Tommy, he's up there dressed as Santa right now, so I told him I'd come up there and get pictures, and me and him's going to wave at cars for a while. And then we just basically go out and to Walmart and like Applebee's, local places, and just bring some cheer, chase some little children.
what is that like? And there you go.
It's funny because it was a couple years ago I was following these girls around Walmart, and this girl called. Yeah. She called my daughter and said, "The Grinch is following me." So my phone rings, and it's my daughter. She's like, "Are you at Walmart?" I'm like, "Yeah, why?" She's like, "Quit chasing my friends." I'm like, "Oh, sorry." And these are high school girls. They're like, "Oh, my God." But I've literally had people come off of US 23. They've seen me and my daughter one day driving. And they come off of US 23 and followed us so they could just get a picture of me and my daughter dressed up.
In 17 years, what's the strangest thing that's happened?
I got pulled over uptown one night. I was going home, and I turned onto Center Street. And then when the officer pulled me over in front of the Palace Theater, I stuck my arm out the window. He went, "Just go home."
Oh, he didn't. You beat the ticket.
I'm just out running around.
Just out having a good time.
Yeah. I think that, and then uh, I think I think some of the best things about it is I do a lot of special needs children, and that brings a lot of joy to me because I met some autistic kids who have the sensory touch issues, but they love me.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing. I mean, that that makes you want to keep doing it, you know. Yeah. And plus, you get to see the kids that, I mean, mom and dad don't got the time to take them out, and then you make a house appearance. Everybody's always asking, is it okay? Well, if I got it on, I'm going to stop because, I mean, they just, people need it. You know, bringing that smile to them kids' face. Now, it's hit or miss. Some kids freak out and run. Some kids are just, like, excited. But I did have a lady a couple years ago. She asked me to come over and take their Christmas tree because the kids were not minding at all. So I left Walmart, went to their house that night, walked in the front door, grabbed the tree, pulled it out, and threw it out in the front yard. Every time I put this outfit on, and they know if they're listening, every time I put this on, I stop by and ring the doorbell and check on them.
Check them. Make sure they're doing okay.
All the time.
Who's naughty or nice?
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
So now what time will you be on 309 today if people are driving out and about?
We should be out there right around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
2:30. And do you know what the address is, where Santa is?
1111 and a half Center Street. He's the face of 309. You can't miss him. He's just right before, what is that street out there? It's right before the women's auxiliary on the right-hand side.
Oh, right up by the women's club?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yes.
He's been waving at the kids and watching the kids walk to school for the last 20 years, making sure everybody's okay.
Yes, and he'll be out there as Santa Claus today.
Yep, he's dressed up now. I just drove by and
saw him. Oh, there you are, right out when the show's over today. Go and drive and see. And the Grinch will be with him about 3 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. And he's out there all day today, right on, right across from the women's club home.
Yep.
They're on Center Street. Very, very nice. You know, this time of year is a special time of year, and here we are, Christmas Eve. You know, people are crazed right now. The roads are busy. People are nuts. They're frantic. They're out buying. Don't go in a store right now. It's nutty. Oh, but later on, it'll all calm down, and it'll all be the holiday. What do the holidays mean to you?
It's just a time to reflect on what you got in front of you and what you're happy for. And, you know, it's like me, my daughter, she's my pride and joy. I love her to death, and I'm grateful. And I tell people all the time, just be blessed that when your feet hit the floor every day, you got one more day on earth to try to make a difference. Just try to make a little bit of a difference.
You know, Mary Ellen, you've obviously been a child at Christmas time. You've been a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. What's this day mean for you at this point in your life?
Well, it's a time to appreciate people. I think you should always appreciate people. And I tell you, I think the Grinch is terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps along, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What is it about Christmas Day? People wait for this day all year round. Mm-hmm. Kids love it, but adults love it too. Adults love to, you know, wear funny things and get together and just have a good time.
Yeah, it's a chance for the family to all be together, and we enjoy that.
It absolutely is. Do you have any Christmas traditions that you do every year?
Well, just getting together, I guess we don't have any other traditions, no.
Sean, what is it about Christmas?
Oh, it's just a holiday you celebrate, go, you know, be with family and friends and have fun.
But it's different than Thanksgiving. You know, it's different than 4th of July. There's something different about Christmas Day and Christmas Eve than any other holiday. And unfortunately, you know, not to slide on the bad here, but it's also a depressing time for a lot of people because people have departed and people are alone. It's that type of day. It's a very emotionally charged day every year, Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with
you. Yeah. But hopefully everybody can find something to do in the world we live in now. I mean, you know, I always think if you depression's a difficult thing, but if you are depressed on Christmas, just go drive around and look at the lights if you're able to.
Yeah.
You know, just get out of the house, get some fresh air, and we're going to have a pretty decent weather today and tomorrow, so that'd be a good time to do that. And tomorrow is that one day a year where the only thing that's open is McDonald's.
Yeah.
So the roads are empty tomorrow around town, and I guess we'll all celebrate Christmas. Do you read the Grinch story anywhere during the holiday time?
Yep, I carry a copy of the book in the car.
I bet. How many times do you think you've read that story?
Oh, probably about 300 or 400.
Yeah. Well, what is it about that Dr. Seuss story that is so appealing to people?
I think honestly it's about how Cindy Lou Who looked past all his bad and saw good in him. I really think that's a big part of that story. People, even in the movies, if you think about it, I mean, with all the havoc and what the Grinch is doing, he took all the stuff, but she still had an open heart and an open mind and thought there was still good in this man.
And that kind of turns him around in the end. And he, you know, it really is kind of the Christmas Carol story. You know, without the three ghosts, the Grinch realizes that it really isn't about finances and all that stuff. It's about being around the people you care about. Mm-hmm. And so he has a change of heart at the end of the movie. You know, I did not know until recently that sequels have been written to How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I saw a few of these books floating around.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read them, but yeah, there have been sequels. It just goes on and on and on.
I did not know that.
There are sequels, yeah. I don't know who wrote them. I can't imagine Dr. Seuss wrote them. But there must be somebody in his company who's out there writing. Because I'm trying to remember what the book was even called. But, you know, even this morning I got a gift here at the station, and it's, look who's on the package.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just everywhere. I think that's fascinating.
It is.
You know, Mary Ellen, were you ever any good at rapping?
Not really.
It's difficult.
What I used to do is my friend's mother and grandmother used to rap for pennies, I think it was. Boy, were they good.
Good rappers.
I could sit and watch them rap presents, and I thought, I wish I was that good at that, you know.
It's an art.
It is.
You have to fold everything and put the bows on and the tags and sort of things.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And you do the gravy at the holiday times.
Yes. And I find out you don't like gravy.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm amazed at that.
That's my only.
Yeah.
Really, that's one of the few things.
I'm glad I didn't have gravy the other night for you.
I would have made it through. You can get by.
Yeah.
You know, it is weird. Over the years, I've went to places where they serve gravy.
Well, yeah, I imagine.
You just kind of got to, you know, you can get through it.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure you've been served things in your life that weren't.
Yeah.
I've
eaten a lot of things that I, you know, especially overseas.
Yeah. Oh, I can. What's the strangest thing you ever ate?
I think it was a black bird that had feathers on it that was deep fried.
Oh, boy.
And I'll tell you, most of that ended up in my napkin. You know, I had to do something about it. I was in China.
Oh.
And I was always so grateful when the watermelon came out because that was the end of the meal.
That was the end of the meal. That was the dessert.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty good. Sean, what's the strangest thing you ever ate?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Probably, I'm a really picky eater, so.
Yeah. You can't get around it.
I can't get around it.
Now, see, I think we've all learned to get around it at parties and things. Yeah. Yeah. There are ways to get around it. Grinch, what don't you like to eat?
I don't know, but I pretty much eat just about anything. But the biggest thing I don't really like
What's that?
Cooked carrots.
Cooked carrots?
I don't like those either.
Yeah. My ex-wife would make cooked carrots. She'd get a can of carrots, and I'd walk in the back door and go, oh.
Oh, no. Terrible.
I can't.
Terrible.
So Grinch can't do orange.
Can't do orange.
Not cooked carrots.
You can do green, but not orange. Yeah.
I can have, like stir fry and stuff to carrots, but if it's just, like, carrot, like in stew, there's a pile of carrots. It's like I can't eat them. It's all in my head, but I'm...
There are certain, like I said, gravy with me. There are certain things. As you're going around and visiting with kids, I assume mostly kids, but a lot of adults as well, what's the reaction people have?
Well, the adults are really excited about it. Some of the kids are petrified. Some of the kids are fans. I mean, as I always tell the parents, you know, because it's like I got invited to one the day after Christmas, and they're like, he's really shy, so we don't know how it's going to go. I said, well, it's a coin toss every time. It doesn't matter. So it's totally okay. Right. I'm so used to it now. And then every year I get somebody who brings their kid that is just petrified that wants that screaming baby while I'm holding them, and the kid's got his hands and feet out like this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I said, they make Christmas cards out of them. It's great.
Yeah. You know, Santa Claus. Claus. I'm sure you see a lot of Santa Claus this time of year. Santa Claus, very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice guy. Everywhere, people get to visit with him. Do you know what is the big gift that kids are asking for this year from Santa Claus?
I've heard a lot of Xboxes and PlayStations. The new PlayStations is out. I've heard a lot of kids ask for phones, too. And it's like, gee, many Christmas technologies. Back when we were growing up, I was like a bicycle.
Yeah, electronics. I think electronics have replaced bicycles and things like trampolines and the things people used to want at Christmas. Mary Ellen, what do you hear that people want at Christmas? Mostly electronics, probably.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
I wonder, when you were growing up, did you ask for bicycles and things like that?
No, I didn't. I did have a bicycle. I had a very nice bicycle. And I rode my bicycle all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I could ride without touching the handlebars and standing up while I'm
riding.
I was really good.
sounds like you were a professional on the bicycle.
I was. I would go down the road and I Yeah, I went up to see my girlfriend. She was just about a mile away, and we'd spend a lot of time on our bicycles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did your parents like Christmas?
Yeah, they were religious. My parents were religious people.
Did you used to go to church service on Christmas?
Went to we went to church service usually always, and one time we went to Catholic church service in the night before, at midnight or whatever it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And my mother and I had a laughing fit.
In church.
It's a wonder they didn't throw us out.
Now, you said your mother was a very good mother. Did she prepare the big meal and things for Christmas?
Yeah, she was a really good cook. Yeah.
You know, Sean, when you were growing up, you've been to Mass a few times on Christmas Eve. That'll go on tonight, 11 o'clock. People have to remember that Mass, people forget that every year. It's midnight Mass, but it starts at 11.
Yeah.
It ends at midnight.
Yeah.
That's always something to go to because everybody is so dressed up. And it's packed. It's packed because there's only one midnight Mass. So everybody goes to the one service.
Yeah.
And that's a very angelic thing to do on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So it all goes hand in hand. Do you think that we are too commercialized at Christmas, or do we have just the right amount?
Well, I think that there's a tendency to get too commercialized, but we've got to remember why we're having Christmas,
That's right.
And I think it's so interesting that you had that escapade with the baby yesterday.
Oh.
And what Christmas is, it's a baby being born and... Yeah.
I honestly think that was the significance of that for everybody.
Yeah.
Is that I was telling people for last hour, in case you're just tuning in, there was a baby left in the aisle at Kroger yesterday, an infant, 7 months old, and nobody could find the parents. Nobody seemed panicked that this infant had been left, and everybody in the store was kind of playing with the baby and trying to keep it occupied, but a couple of the women were very upset and very, moved to tears because it upset them that this baby had been left there. And the sheriff had to be called. Now, thank goodness they did find the family, but they weren't looking for the child, and they were six or seven aisles over. And I think for that to happen the day before Christmas Eve, knowing what Christmas is all about, with the religious aspect of it, was very strange. It was almost a very surreal. If that had happened in October, I don't think anybody, it would have been awful, but there was a very weird overtone to that yesterday being at Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you never know. That's a good thing to do at Christmas, too. You never know what stress people are under.
Right.
And I think people should ask.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will not tell you right out.
I'm not under any stress, but I
you see the stress.
I see it on the cars going around me this morning.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Right.
Yeah, well, and Grinch, what advice, because obviously you're an angry fellow sometimes, but you do lighten up as the story goes along. What advice do you give to people who are just frantic right now?
You just got to slow down, take a few minutes, take a couple of deep breaths. Really look at what you got. right in front of you at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about everything else. Everything will fall in its place. I mean, God makes it happen. I, you know, things happen that are beyond our words, you know. Yeah. And as you talk about the baby thing, one of my most memorable moments at Christmas time was when I was in the Navy. I served in the U.S. Navy, and we spent Christmas Eve at Bethlehem.
Oh, wow.
You did.
Yes. That was probably my fondest Christmas memory. I mean, it was something that not everybody can say that they get to do something like that. And it was really neat. We had an option to take a flight, and they flew us and from where we were at, and we went and visited Bethlehem on Christmas Eve, and that was really, really, really neat.
Yeah.
You know, it what a tremendous place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what did that fill you with?
It's hard to explain, but I felt like it was worldly. It made you feel like you were there as it was happening, you know.
Yeah.
It gave you the feeling of, wow, there's just the love that was there when it was all going on was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a place to be. A place to be, you know. And I there are many church services going on tonight, so if you don't belong to a church, just look. I mean, you'll find one. They'll all be going on tonight. Now, some go on a lot earlier than midnight mass. Some go on in the evening, 7, 8, 9 o'clock. But that's really important that people can go to something like that if they have a lot of stress and strain. Mary Ellen, what advice would you give to somebody who right now is stressed during the holiday, trying to get something bought or get out and about?
Well, you know, it's you don't need to be stressed. Just relax and enjoy it. I mean, why be all stressed about it? You don't have to make 10 dozen cookies and do all that stuff. Yeah. Just relax a little bit.
You know, I'm glad you said that. It springs to mind. Somebody brought me some homemade cookies this morning. So, some people are good cookie makers and some are not. I think this person was probably a good cookie maker. Now, I was told that this is the grandmother's sugar cookie recipe, which the grandmother, when she went to her reward, said, do not ever give this sugar cookie recipe to anybody.
Oh.
And then we have Butterfinger cookies in here, which are made. Would you like a Butterfinger cookie, Sean? Do you like Butterfingers? There you go. Mary Ellen, would you like a sugar cookie or a Butterfinger cookie?
I don't care.
Oh.
One or the other.
Want to try the Butterfinger?
Yeah.
Grinch, what would you like? Would you like something?
Give me one of them once-in-a-lifetime sugar
cookies. Once-in-a-lifetime sugar cookies?
Yeah,
well, let's see here. Let's get a good one here.
Is this the one about the recipe?
That's the Butterfinger.
Mm.
Now, she said she'd never made those before.
Mm. They're really good.
Are they good?
They're good.
I'll have to try one later on.
Yeah.
When you're talking on the air, you can never really get in. You can't get into the cookies, but they smell good, that's for sure.
They do.
And I thought that was a very nice gift to bring. Now, this is something, if you don't want to spend a lot of money and you don't have a lot of money, you can just make something for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's the once-in-a-lifetime sugar cookies, Grinch?
Outstanding.
Now, I wonder what it is that makes them I don't know. But the grandmother's last words were, don't ever give this recipe to anybody. Now, Mary Ellen, you've been pretty open with your recipes. Is there a recipe that you've said to your kids, don't give this out?
No, there's none.
but you know, I was shocked to learn, because I did not taste it, what the secret sauce was on the meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interest, because you wouldn't think to put that on a meatloaf.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that recipe from?
I can't remember.
Very good. Very, very good. Cookies are a great point this time of year. Now, Sam Donaldson, when he was on earlier, he said, or was it Cousin Brucey? Cousin Brucey, when he was on earlier, he said that Santa likes chocolate chip cookies. Now, Grinch, what have you heard? What does Santa like? Cookies and milk tonight.
Yeah, I think it's either going to be chocolate chip or them Butterfinger ones. He's going to like either one of those. At least the Santa that I talk to all the time.
Likes those.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip, Butterfinger. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of drink? Is it still just plain white milk, chocolate milk?
He likes his white milk.
Likes his but if you give him chocolate milk, I'm sure he'll like it.
He'll
enjoy it. Sean, what did you leave for Santa when you were a little boy?
Oh, chocolate chip cookies and then peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter. Now, did you leave Santa a note? I know a lot of people do that, and Santa leaves a note back.
I did. I did.
What'd you say?
I just said I wish I got all my toys that I wanted, you know. And
Santa would write back?
He'd write back, and he would say, have you been naughty or nice? And he said, you've been nice. And I got my gift.
That's always a good thing when Santa leaves a note. Now, what kind of cookies did you set out for Mary Ellen for Santa Claus?
I didn't put any out.
Oh, no.
No.
No cookies for Santa in your house.
No, I never did.
Now, did your kids ever set cookies out?
I think they did.
They did? Mm-hmm. What kind of cookies do you imagine Santa likes?
Probably the ones with the Hershey Kisses on top.
Those are good. Oh, yeah, those are good. Those aren't a bad cookie at all. And
these must have a lot of butter in them. Be called butter cookies.
They taste that, but they're good tasting.
Yeah, very good.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And I'm trying to think of the cookies. I've eaten a lot of cookies the last couple of days. This is the cookie time of year. Mm-hmm. But I like a good fluffy cookie.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Fluffy.
When they're hard, I'm not sure that's the best. Mm-hmm. I like the fluffier cookies.
Well, this is fluffy.
Is that a fluffy cookie?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to try it later on and see.
It's soft.
Soft is good.
Have you ever got any cookies from that Crumble Cookies down in Delaware?
I have.
They are ridiculous. They're like that big.
Yeah.
But they're good.
I wonder what they put in those things.
I don't know.
There's something.
They are so good. They do one at Halloween time that is a caramel apple.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's got green apple and caramel on it. And oh, boy, is it it's a good cookie.
I think they did a Grinch cookie this year, did they not?
Yeah, I think they did.
I think somebody told me they did a Grinch cookie this year at Crumble down in Delaware. So it all gets around. But they're expensive cookies.
Yes.
How much do you think a cookie costs there?
Well, I know if you get a 12-pack of them, they're almost
$30. $30 for 12 cookies.
Yeah.
That's a little pricey, don't you think, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
A little pricey for the cookies.
But they sell out like crazy. It is insane. When they get their specialty cookie, it sells out all the time.
Yeah, and you know, that's very interesting to me that has become a stop. People will drive from Marion to Delaware
I never heard of it.
You'll have to go down there, Mary Ellen. It's quite the thing.
I don't go outside of Marion.
You're not going?
Someone from Delaware, bring her some cookies.
That's right. We'll have to pick you up a cookie. You'll have to get a cookie. One of those Crumble cookies, which are popular down there. It's interesting. Mary Ellen, I was just thinking, we talked about when you were Treasurer of the United States, but when you were State Treasurer, what were Christmases like?
Well, they were, usually we all went home. You know, we were at home. We had slight party, not big deal.
Were there a lot of decorations down in Columbus in those days?
Yeah. Not as many as we had in Washington, though. really went all out. Yeah.
You know, Columbus even now, the Commons is completely decorated, and mm-hmm. that's free to go take a look at. They decorate downtown beautifully. Was it always done that way downtown in Columbus?
Yeah. See, I was right across the street from the Capitol. In Rhodes Tower.
Yeah, because Lazarus was down there then, wasn't
it? Lazarus was the one.
Yeah.
We'd go, when I was a kid, we'd go to Lazarus, see the windows.
Well, tell now that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because we got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. Tell about Lazarus, Mary Ellen. This store is no longer with us. It's gone away.
I know.
But it was a Christmas stop for people.
Yes, everybody went there to shop if they wanted something special. And it was a big deal to go to Lazarus, and then you'd go to, I think it was Mills for the food, and Lazarus had their own food shop. What was it called? It had a name. I can't remember. But Lazarus was really a fun trip.
Now, what was it about the windows?
Well, they had beautiful decorations for Christmas. They went all out with their windows.
You know, it's kind of unfortunate because the stores like Sears and Lazarus and Macy's, which Macy's is still in business, but they used to take their toy departments at Christmas and just, they would set the toys up and things would run and they would have Santa Claus. I don't think you can see Santa Claus in Marion at any store anymore. Used to be at the mall for years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Now, does anybody remember when Santa Claus used to fly in by helicopter at the mall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the sheriff's station had their helicopter. Now, this would have been probably late 70s, early 80s. It didn't go on for a long time, but the sheriff's station, I think it was on Christmas, must have been the day after Christmas, because they would have been closed on Thanksgiving, or day after Thanksgiving, excuse me. The day after Thanksgiving, because Santa Claus was at the mall all Christmas long. And the first time, everybody would park in the mall parking lot, and this helicopter would come and that would deliver Santa Claus to the Marion Mall. That happened, like I said, as long as they had the helicopter, which was probably about 5 years, but that used to be an amazing event. Yeah. If you go back and look at old newspapers from the late 70s, early 80s, you'll see stories of Santa arriving to the mall in that. And I think back to the Marion Mall. Santa was always there. He was right in the center. Yep. And so many people shopped there during that time of year because of Santa, and now no more. Where do you go to see Santa now?
I think the closest mall would be Polaris. They still do a big
display. They still have a Santa. Yeah.
Yeah, but around here, it's just hit and miss. It's like, you know, stores, you know, a lot of people, most of the Santas that I know, they'll do events like the skating rink, or we do one over at King Savers every year, and Frank Turner that runs King Saver over in Fair Park, he puts on a Santa every year so the kids can come see him.
Well, and that's what people want to do. I'll tell you, it was a weird thing this year at Kroger on 95. They had Santa Claus, and I heard a lady, because it wasn't really announced that Santa Claus was going to be there, say, "How long are you going to be here?" I think people are missing out not having a Santa around all the time.
Yeah.
You know, somebody should really look into that, because we've turned into kind of a drought in Marion when it comes to Santa Claus, and that's a shame. Somebody should have picked up that tradition.
Yep.
I'm sure it would do well by your store, your business, to have him there during the holiday. And you know what? I did not see a single fruitcake this year. Thank goodness. we threw them out here on December 11th. But you know, the banks used to sell fruitcakes. If you would go to Faye Bank was the last one. Well, no, the credit unions did it. But you would go into the banks and the credit unions at Christmas. They'd be piled up there on the counters until recent years, probably the last 5 years or so. Now, no more. You don't see them in the banks. That tradition is gone, by the way. Said Christmas Club, Marion, being in the money industry for years. Remember the old Christmas Club?
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, every store would have one.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Now, gone.
Yeah. There's none?
No, I haven't heard of Christmas Club. And remember, people would have their little books, and they'd go to their bank and get their book up.
I totally forgot about that.
Remember we don't even think of it anymore. Mm-hmm. What do you think happened to the Christmas Club, Grinch?
I don't know. I think a lot of our old traditions are slipping by our wayside anymore. You know, we feel like we're so busy and consumed that we don't have enough time for anything. When we really do, we just got to slow down a little bit.
You know, I think that's one of when people say, it's not a popular thing to say, but when they say it doesn't feel like Christmas, I think that's what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Things they remember.
Yes, yes. Santa Claus is not in the store anymore, and they don't sell fruitcake at the banks anymore and the credit unions, and nobody does a Christmas club anymore. You know, these used to be significant things.
Yeah.
You know, the candy cane is not even really a huge thing anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, the shelves at the stores look like they're selling Halloween candy now instead of Christmas candy, because it's just crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
The candy cane, people used to hang candy canes on their Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. I remember the big thing me and my sister used to do was Mom would bring home the Sears and the Penny's catalog, and we'd lay down and look through them and figure out what we wanted for Christmas. Now, granted, you know, we'd run out of ink circling stuff, and Mom was like, slow down.
I know.
You haven't been that good.
Well, have you had a candy cane this year, Sean?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I got it from Kroger.
Oh, so when Santa Claus was there the other day. That's right. Now, see, they did. Yeah. Somebody did say, yes, Santa Claus needs to have candy canes.
I had one last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We went on a bus trip to see the lights at Primrose Circus, and they gave us hot chocolate and a candy cane.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, it was.
So what was the best spot in Marion for lights?
Well, you know, I was very impressed with the fairground display. It has improved a lot. And I hadn't seen it. I don't think I saw it last year, but I thought it was very nice. Yeah.
You know, if you drive down the boulevard, there are some houses on the boulevard.
Yeah, and I didn't last night, but I did about a week ago, and there's some gorgeous places.
There's some nice ones out on Barks Road also.
Yeah, Grinch, where are the hot spots? Out on Barks Road?
Barks Road's got some really nice
Brook
ones.
Park, always. Everybody goes to Brook Park to see the Disney characters out there. I believe the Grinch is out there on Brook Park.
Yeah, he's been doing that for years. We always, I mean, even my oldest kids, I mean, they're in their 30s now, and we've been driving out there every year to see them. And that's a traditional thing.
That's
we just got to go look at the lights. You know, so if you're, like you said, if you're having a bad night or something.
Yeah.
Jump in the car, go look at the lights.
Yeah. Go look at the lights.
Yeah. Bring some happiness to yourself.
And if you, I don't know what street it's on, and you could track this down, but you have to do it at night, obviously, when you can see. But if you're driving down the boulevard, and it's right after the cemetery, if you look to your left, there's a gigantic tree. I mean, it's bigger than the one downtown. It's got to be... Remember we saw it the other night. Gosh, how big was that tree? The night of the Christmas party here, we were driving home.
Which direction are you going?
If you're leaving here and you're going east on the boulevard, as soon as you pass the cemeteries, look to your left.
Yeah.
And it's obvious, it's not right there, but if you look above those houses, you're going to see this gigantic tree all lit up. And we didn't trace it down, but it's somewhere over there in that neighborhood.
Well, there's a house that is unreal. That it goes, it's blue lights, kind of move. They move. They're hanging in the sky, and then it goes clear back to his house. And I don't know who the guy is, but he had he has a beautiful display every year of everything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And there's also one. Is it in Yorkshire Chateau, where the music is playing
to the lights?
Yeah. Is that the Chateau?
I think so, yes.
Chateau?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful one.
Yes, yeah.
And I do think that, because I have not seen this before till this year, but if you're going the opposite direction on the boulevard, and you got to look quick, because if you're coming south on the boulevard from east, you have to look immediately as soon as you get on the boulevard to your right. And there's this house that is all decorated, but they have got a real live Christmas tree on the balcony, outside, on the balcony, all decorated. I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
That tree's got to be in because you think it would blow off or something. I mean, it's up on the second story balcony, a real live, real size Christmas tree with lights on it.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there are a lot of great things to see in Marion during the holiday. If you can't get out of town, there are a lot. And go downtown. They have some things downtown. Now, the downtown tree is not as big as it has been, but it's a nice tree they have down there with white lights. So, yeah, just go around and see what's going on. Is there any spots we missed here, Sean, that you can think of in Marion with the lights?
No, I can't think of
any. Or decorations?
I'm
trying to think if any stores are decorated up. I think the credit unions do a nice job with the garland and the wreaths and the red bows. I think some of them do a nice job. But, you know, that is interesting. Stores don't really decorate the outside anymore like they used to.
No.
They've kind of done away with that.
That's right.
That's a shame
yeah.
for the holiday. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast here today, so I wanted to go around the room here. Then, by the way, we are going to get a picture, Mary Ellen and the Grinch and myself, and we'll get that picture, and we'll put that up on... that's a good Christmas message to leave people with, so we can show that the Grinch was here this morning before he makes his daily rounds today. But as we get ready to wrap this up on this Christmas Eve, Sean, what's your Christmas message for our listening audience?
Just be safe and enjoy and... Happy holidays.
Grinch, what's your message for our audience?
Just take a big deep breath and try to make somebody smile, and just remember that everybody needs a hug once in a while.
That's right. Mary Ellen, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. What should this holiday mean to people?
Well, it should mean that it's a wonderful time of year, and we should be grateful for everything that we have.
Yeah. You know, when I look back at the holiday season we just had, we had the fruitcake toss, which was a lot of fun. The Grinch was able to make it to that for the first time. 78 feet, Brian Murphy won that. It was a lot of hot chocolate and donuts and the Industrial Channel. We thank them for bringing that. That was fun. We had the Christmas party here last week at the station. I think our singing got better, Mary Ellen.
I think it did. It was really acceptable.
I think it was. We finally got past terrible to acceptable during the Christmas holiday. We moved up a little bit, so we're happy for that. That was a fun time this holiday season, and there are all kinds of events like going around last night and looking at Christmas lights and the things people can do. So hopefully people are able to partake in that sort of thing this holiday season and enjoy what's going on. I want to thank Sam Donaldson, legendary ABC newsman, for starting the morning this morning, and then Cousin Brucey, who's been on WABC radio for well over 50 years, still getting it done. Cousin Brucey, the legendary Cousin Brucey, also was with CBS for a period of time. and on Sirius XM, I believe. He did his big Christmas countdown. Or does anybody know quick? Now, Sean heard it, so he can't say, but do you know what the number one Christmas song was this year on Cousin Brucey's Christmas countdown?
Where Are You Christmas?
Not Where Are You. That's a good one, though. Marianne, what Christmas song do you think would be number one?
Jingle Bells.
That's a good one. White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Oh, okay.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby, which is also a movie. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, you know, the normal ones. I can't remember the name of it.
It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, that one.
Miracle on 34th Street, those are good ones to watch. Grinch?
Yep.
Of course. Watch the Grinch. Yeah, of course. Sean, favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch.
The Grinch. Everybody likes The Grinch.
Yeah.
I tell you, I still say Miracle on 34th Street. Santa Claus in a courtroom. That's exact. And the twist ending to that is, I don't want to ruin it for you if you haven't seen it. It's great. The ending of Miracle on 34th Street. But that's what Christmas time's all about.
My second one was Home Alone, by the way.
Home Alone's a great one.
Oh, I like that one, too.
And I like the second one where he's in New York.
Oh, do you?
I think that's a great one.
Yeah.
These are all great holiday movies. Scrooged with Bill Murray, a lot of people like that one. There's just a lot of good ones out there.
I like the Tim Allen Santa Claus movie.
Tim Allen Santa Claus is a great movie.
Like a great Santa. Yeah.
Those are all great. And again, so there's a lot of things you can do. Go get some Christmas cookies, watch a movie, get with family, get with friends. Enjoy yourself and enjoy the holiday season, because we only get to do this once a year. So for everybody here at WGH Talk Radio, we hope you have the most wonderful, wonderful holiday season. So for the Grinch and Sean and Mary Ellen Withrow, for this day, we're heading for the dugout. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
With a bound, he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his